Let us keep our Bibles turned to the text that we have read just now in Isaiah 49, verse 8 to 12. And before we start, let us ask the Lord for His blessing. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for this Lord's Day that we can come and worship Thee. And Lord, even to meditate upon Thy word, we pray, Lord, for understanding of Thy truth. May Thou open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things out of Thy wonderful words of life. Cleanse us from all sins and unrighteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now the text that we have read in Isaiah 9, 8 to 12 is actually a very wonderful picture of the deliverance of the Jews from their Babylonian captivity. Yes, the Jews had been under captivity in Babylon for 70 long years, and truly those were very long drawn out years. And if you were there, it would not seem to be going to end, right? 70 long years to some people is a lifetime already. So when they were there, it seemed not going to end. How could they ever come back to their homeland, their promised land, the Beulah land again? Right? Some of them might have thought so. But, well, the Lord God Almighty, He is faithful, the covenant-keeping God, and He had promised them the land, and though He had allowed them to be taken off from it and then to be in captivity in Babylon, but the Messiah, yes, He will deliver them. Right? The Lord God, Jehovah, He will deliver them, and in His divine providence and in His particular care, even as He delivers them and brings them back to the promised land, He will watch over them, right? Even as He causes them to return, as He leads them back. And even as certainly He will lead them back, because in putting them in Babylon, it is not forever. It is to teach them a lesson there, and then after they have learned the lesson, they will be back into their homeland. And so the Lord will lead them back and make a way for them to return back to their promised land. Even through difficult paths, through difficult passages, through mountainous ways, right, they had to go back to the promised land. So it is a beautiful picture too for us, even as we apply it in our life as Christians, as sheep, and our Lord being our good shepherd. The Lord Jesus Christ is leading us, the good shepherd, leading us, His flock, right, even through wilderness in this life, unto heaven and glory. Right, heaven is our Beulah land, and we are just passing through this earth. This is not our home. We are just here, maybe 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, and we'll be back at home to be with our Father in heaven. And the journey may be long and dreary for us to go through here in this life here on earth. On our way to heaven, it may be a long, dreary journey, because we will encounter many difficulties, many obstacles, afflictions, trials in our Christian life as we live our life here on earth. But surely the Lord will make a way for us. We who are redeemed children of God, the Lord will make a way for us to be home, even as His redeemed children. The Lord promised that He will deliver the Jews by making all His mountains a way. In verse 11 of the text we read that, "And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted." Right? So, I will make my mountains a way. And this is where we get our title for this afternoon's message. And so, in the same way, He will make His mountains a way for us through each step of the way that we take our life here on earth. As we go through life on this earth here, and yes, it may be difficult, yes, we may meet with mountains, but the Lord God will make a way. How is it going to be? Well, He may make it so that it may be a tunnel through the mountains, right? It may be mountains, but the Lord God, can He not make a mountain through the tunnels? Or He may even flatten the mountains. Our Lord God Almighty, He's a great God of heaven and earth, the maker of all heaven and earth, of all, even the mountains and the sea and what there is in the earth. Can he not flatten them? Or can he not remove them? Right? The Lord Jesus Christ said, if you have faith, you can even move mountains. Can he move them into the sea? Lower them? Make ways for us to go even around them? Right? God has many ways. By whatever means, the Lord has his plans. The Lord has his ways to make all his mountains a way for us to go through life and to reach our homeland in Beulah Land. Yes, God has his ways and he will make it possible. Just like he will make it possible and he has ways for the Jews to return back to their promised land, he has a way for us to reach heaven. Even as we go through this life here with many mountains we have to face. For nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible unto him. All things are possible. Even though, yes, there may be ranges of mountains that seem to be so overwhelming, right? That obstruct the way in this earthly life here that we go through. But we can trust in the Lord God Almighty to see us through. Yes, in life there will be many difficulties as we are on our way to heaven. Yet we thank God for the grace of God. The grace of God will carry us through them. His grace is sufficient for us. And he will make even the mountains a way for us. Do you face mountains in your life, dear friends? Yes. Do you wonder how to get around them? When you come to them, these mountains that you face, will the Lord deliver you through them all? Have you ever wondered? Yes, as you ponder over the mountainous problems that you are facing in life, the question is, do you have faith in him? Do you have faith in him that he will be able to help us to clear these mountains, right? Who do you trust in him that he's able, that this Lord God Almighty whom we believe in and who have saved us unto eternity and who is leading us to our homeland in Beulah Land, yes, is he able to help us? Do we believe that he is faithful and that he will do it and he will make a way through the mountains for you and me? Did not the Lord Jesus Christ say that if you have faith, again, yes, your faith could move mountains. If you were to pray and have faith in God and trust in him and earnestly pray and plead with God and waiting upon him, and the time will come, right? Your faith will be able to move the mountains. Note that the mountains are not there by chance. As we face life and as we encounter mountains, the mountains, they belong to the Lord. Right, he's the one who puts the mountains where they are. Right here it says in verse 11 that he refers to them as my mountain. I will make all my mountains away. My mountains. The mountains belong to God. Right, he makes them. He puts them there. And so as we face mountains in life, let us realize that they are not there by chance. As we encounter them, the Lord God has placed them there. And he has a purpose in doing so. Has the Lord God put his mountain or mountains in your life? Not just one, but several. Has he put them in your life? Would you believe that he would make a way even with his mountains, that he has put them there? And when he does so, will you praise and glorify his name when he helps you to go through the mountains, or go over them, or go around them, in whatever ways possible? Yes, will you then praise him and give him all the glory and honor that is due unto him and unto him himself? We do face mountains in life, and as students studying, as young couples having their families, starting their families, and as elder people going through life and facing old age, yes, we do go through mountains. I remember when I was studying in FABC, preparing for the ministry, every semester is really facing mountains, right? It's not an easy road to take, and well, you can be certain that studying in FABC is not a bed of roses. Every semester, well, it began like being in a beautiful, glassy plane, right? Because you are there to study and God's Word, and isn't it so wonderful, right? And to study God's word full time and to spend time looking into the word of God and search the scriptures, right? And so it seems to be wonderful, right? But the thing is, as the days go by, and usually by the third week, right, after each semester begins, there'll be you rise up from the plains, no more in the plains, in the flat green plains, but you find yourself facing mountains of assignments, right? As by the third week, we have received so many assignments from every subject, and truly it seems so impossible for us to clear them. But the marvelous thing is that at the end of each semester, we always have a Thanksgiving, right? And this is the tradition of FABC. There's always a Thanksgiving day at the end of the semester, and we come together to enjoy a feast together, and then there's a worship, and we give praise and thanks to God. And usually at this Thanksgiving service, no complaints from the students, right? We always praise God and thank God for how He has seen us through the mountains, right? Truly. And we are truly very encouraged, right, that the Lord has seen us through clearing the mountainous assignments that we have to clear. Well, you have your mountains to face in life, and hasn't the Lord helped you to clear them and to go around them and to go through them? And if He has done so, do we praise God and to give praise and thanks unto the Lord God Almighty for how He has seen us through the mountains? Certainly, we all have mountains in our lives. And may we see the purpose of God having put these mountains there, and right, they are His mountains, and they are there for a purpose, that we may learn lesson from God delivering us through them, around them. And then we can give praise and thanks to God and glorify Him. Various mountains, and some may be just a little hill, right, and some may be great mountains. Little hill like the one that we have here in Singapore, nearby Bukit Timah Hill. But still it is something high for us to clear. Or it may be as high as Mount Fuji. Right, whatever it is, the Lord is able to help us to clear them, and we can praise God for them. God will make such obstacles to serve His purpose. Right, such obstacles may be there, but the Lord God, He has placed them there to serve His purpose. His glory shall be seen, right, when He manifests His power to deliver us through the mountains. When we're in trouble, we call upon the Lord God Almighty, and He will deliver us. And it is for us to glorify Him, to give Him praise and thanks for how He has delivered us through. Right, just like the sea, God makes them, the mountains, and they are His. And sometimes He puts a big sea before us, right? Not just mountains, but even big sea, and we may feel trapped and thinking that there is no way of escape, right? Like the children of Israel, when they were delivered out of Egypt, they thought that, well, good, they have been delivered from Egypt. But there, when they come to the Red Sea, and they thought they were trapped, right? It seems that they're trapped. The Egyptian soldiers coming upon them, and there's the Red Sea in front of them. How are they going to continue to escape? Right? So, yes, but the Lord God performed a very marvelous miracle, right, with Moses holding up his staff, and then the sea opened, and they crossed through dry land. They crossed dry land. So in the same way, yes, cannot the Lord God Almighty cause a mountain to have a tunnel through it for us to cross through, or even to flatten it for us to go over? Certainly He can. If He can open the Red Sea and cause even the people to go to dry land, can He not, the same Lord God Almighty, flatten mountains and to tunnel it through for us to go through? Dear friends, what are the mountainous problems that you have in life? They may be in the form of people and things that threaten to hinder your progress in your Christian living. Yes, sometimes we meet with people, very difficult people, who may hinder us by the things that they say about us, by their persecution, by the things that they despise us with, by the thoughts of them. And sometimes it may be the things that we have to face in life, difficult things right, our jobs and the deadlines we have to face, and it may be occupation, right? And many, many things in life that we do face can become our mountains. Is your mountain the heavy workload that you have to bear day in and day out? Is your mountains some thorn in the flesh that you have to bear, just like the Apostle Paul, some thorn in the flesh? Or is it the daily cross that you have to carry? Or are you struggling with mountains of debts to clear, in financial difficulty? Or could it be even your children, right, whom the Lord has given to you? Or perhaps some health problem, some afflictions that you are going through. And these are the things that are hindering you to progress in your Christian life, right? And they may hinder you from carrying on in your Christian life, in a Christian walk. And sometimes you may feel discouraged, that you may be tempted to give up your faith. Sometimes there are parents who take the children as mountains of burdens instead of blessings, right? Young couples, the Lord God has given you children, and they are blessings from the Lord God Almighty. They are heritage from the Lord, and truly we thank God for them. They are couples who want to have children very much but are not able to. And so when children do come, blessings truly from the Lord. But sometimes couples, they take them as a problem that you have to face, right? Mountains of burdens that you have to bear. Well, are your children a blessing to you, or are they a burden to you? Are your children hindering you from devoting yourself in following the Lord God Almighty, in serving Him? Well, it should not be, right? They should be a blessing to us. They should help us. They should not hinder us, as the Lord God gave us our children. For truly, the Lord God loves them, and He gives them to us, that we have the responsibility to bring them up in a covenant family, even to know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. So it's a blessing for us, truly. Don't look upon them as a burden, and they should not be hindering us. Should not be mountainous burdens to hinder us from progressing in our Christian life. That's a testimony of a certain American missionary to the Philippines, right? And he received a call from God to go to the hilltop in the Philippines to reach out to the people there, right? But, well, the missionary board saw his children. He had so many of them, and the Lord God has blessed them. Bless this missionary with many children. But sad to say is that the missionary board, right, saw his children as mountains of problems that should hinder him from going to the hilltop in Philippines to serve the Lord God as a missionary. But not so for him. Thank God that he is truly a servant of the Lord God Almighty. To him, these children are his blessings, not mountainous problems for him. He did not let the so-called mountainous problems of having three young children, very young children, so that's why the missionary board thought that it should be a problem for him to go, that he shouldn't go. But no, to this missionary, yes, these three young children of him did not stop him from going to serve the Lord God in remote places, in the hilltops in the Philippines. How about us? Are our children hindering us from answering some call to God to serve Him in some place that He has called us to, or even in the church? Yes. Do we give excuses that, well, because of my children, therefore I cannot serve in this or that? Or even if it may be something, right, that the Lord God has blessed us with, and it turned out to be a burden for us, we take it as a burden to hinder us from serving the Lord God. It shouldn't be the case, right? When our children fall sick, must both parents excuse themselves from coming to church to serve the Lord God? It's a very common thing, right? That many parents are so anxious that when the child falls sick, and both of them got to stay back, right, to take care of them and to bring them to the clinic, or to at least stay home with them. Are they hindering us from coming to serve the Lord God? Well, we have the testimony of Jairus in the Bible. Remember Jairus, the ruler? When his daughter was sick, even unto death, he went to seek the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And his wife was staying at home to take care of the child. Right? So, not both waiting at home for the Lord Jesus Christ to come, but Jairus himself went to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. So let us, yes, that not let our children or the blessings that God has given us to be a hindrance to come to Him, to continue to serve Him, right? To continue to be devoted and consecrated to Him. Only his wife stayed at home and he came. His wife was enough to monitor the child's sickness, and the Lord and Jairus went, and the Lord God bless him. Yes, the Lord God bless him. The Lord Jesus Christ came and raised her unto life again. So those who have been blessed with children from the Lord, let not them be a burden to you in living and serving the Lord God Almighty. I thank the Lord God for giving myself and my wife. We have four wonderful children, and one of them, the fourth one, the last one, some say that she was going to be a mountain in my life, in our life, right? That she's going to be a mountain for us to bear, right? A mountain that will hinder us, that we will not be able to go forward to serve the Lord, because she's a child with special needs since birth. She was born with brain damage and have gone through a lot of operations and suffered stroke and all that. And now, 19 years old, she's still about this height and not able to walk by herself. We have to help her, not able to talk. And people may think that she may be a mountain for us to bear. But we thank the Lord God Almighty for His grace and mercy in giving us the grace, truly. We need a lot of grace from the Lord God Almighty and the strength. And all these 19 years, how the Lord God has blessed us and He has helped us to be able to clear this so-called mountain, to go through it, to go over it, yes, to go around it. There are ways and means. Truly, it is not a great burden for us. Rather, it is a blessing. A blessing for us. Even for the other siblings, right? The other three siblings who are grown up now also, and one already married and one going to be married soon, and the other one in maybe a few years' time. And these three have grown up with this little sister who is a special child, and it has been a great blessing to them. And certainly she is a blessing to the whole family. Not a great burden for us, but a great blessing in our lives. And many others too, in the church. Yes, the church has been blessed too, even with such a little child like this. Dear friends, what are the difficulties and problems that you have to face in life? And are there some that seem to be like an insurmountable mountain that you cannot overcome it? And what often do we do when we encounter these mountains? What do we do? Do we give up hope? Do we just feel so helpless and just feel like giving up? Well, do we not always pray to the Lord God Almighty that He will remove those things? Yes. Many times we may, first thing is to pray the Lord, oh Lord, may You remove these things. Right? And we say, Lord, if You remove them, then I'll live a purer life and become a holier person, and I'll serve You better, and just please remove these things. I'll become more faithful unto Thee. Right, and I'll become a more present Christian for people to interact with, and I'll become more lovely, able to serve Thee better. Right? Sometimes we give a lot of promises to God, even as we plead to Him to remove these things. So we bargain with the Lord, as it were, that we offer many promises in exchange for the deliverance. If You remove this burden, right, these problems, and so we pray and ask the Lord God to remove these mountains. In fact, that's what we did. That's what I did when the first time when we heard from the doctor, right, that the child that is in the womb is going to be a special child, right? Either you leave it in the womb to die, or you will take it out, but when you take it out, it's going to be a problem for you to bear in your life. And so, in fact, in the beginning, we did pray. I did pray. I remember in the office, I knelt down in my office cubicle to pray, and Lord, please remove this, right? That if the child may not be born, and that it may take her home. right, that she may not be born and to become a special child, and it will be difficult for herself, and it may be also difficult for us. So I prayed that. But the Lord says no, right? The Lord says no. You will have this child, you will have this special child. And it's not going to be a mountain for you, it's going to be a blessing for you, for your family and for many others. So if you're to pray for the Lord God to remove things like this, let us wait and pray no longer, and pray otherwise. Pray otherwise. Pray that if you can sense that the Lord God answer is no, the mountain will stay, then you pray for the grace of God, just like the Apostle Paul. Right, how he prayed for the Lord God Almighty. He prayed 3 times and the Lord God said no. But finally he yielded. He said, the grace of God is sufficient. The Lord says, right, my grace is sufficient for you. Yes, perhaps the Lord is saying to you, do you not know that these are the very things in life that condition you for greater achievement? That you need them in order to help you to achieve better in life. I put them there into your life as a means for you to grow in grace and in virtue, right, that I long for you to have. Maybe the Lord is telling you these things as you pray for the Lord God to remove them. Perhaps for quite some time you have been praying for the Lord God to grant you more patience or to receive some temptation. Have you been praying for that? How do you think the Lord God is answering your prayers as you pray for more patience and for ability to resist some temptations? Is it not through something that the Lord God has allowed you in your life that is trying to beyond, to trying something that you must go through in order to help you to endure things, testing of your faith, so that your patience may be tested and you can endure better? But in James tells us that yes, let patience take its course. Even as your faith has been tried, let it be tried so that you'll be more strengthened in your patience. Right? And that you will learn to endure better. Like how the Lord God has tested Job, right, for his patience, in which Job had to endure all the sufferings. Job endured all the sufferings that he had gone through. And at last God looked at Job and gave him a great A. In fact, a great A plus, right, with distinction. Job's wife tempted him to curse God and die. Why are you still doing this? What the Lord God has done to you, and you're still faithful to Him, still so devoted, you curse God and die. But He said unto her, Job said unto his wife, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of the Lord, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? Dear friends, how would we have fared? Put ourselves in Job's shoes. How would we have fed? How would we have performed? How would we have done? Instead of enduring through it all, perhaps we will flee from the problem. Right? We may be so not so patient as Job. We will evade the issue and or complain. Why should the Lord God allow us to face such insurmountable obstacles in order to achieve the goal that He wants us to go through? Right? Like what Job's wife did. Would we be like more like Job's wife than like Job? Right? Challenging God and asking God, why this, why that? Instead of yielding ourselves to the Lord God Almighty and to let Him, to let us have more grace of Him and to see us through it all. Yes, we say to the Lord God, oh Lord, the problem is too difficult or impossible to overcome. And so we reason with the Lord God, please remove it quickly. Please take it away. If you remove the obstacles, then surely I'll immediately be delivered and I'll receive victory. I'll have acquired the patience right away if you do so. So that's our reasoning. Human reasoning. Well, the mountains of problems may be removed, but it will only spare us from having to impatiently go through the endurance. The Lord God may do so, right? But then we don't get the patience. We don't get the patience. The endurance that we should learn from, if we have gone through them all, right? So the mountains may be removed, but this will not build up our patience. The testing of our faith may be shortened, but patience has not given time to work its course, and so we will not have that patience that the Lord God wants to have. Will we not achieve the desired goal? as yet. Patience and other virtues and graces can be acquired only through such trials that we have to go through, right? It may be unbearable for a season now, but at the end of it, it will be for good. The Lord wants us to depend upon Him to help us to go around, right? Always realize that it must not be by own strength, but by the grace of God. And He will help us to go through the mountains, to go around it, to go over it. There is no easy way for us to acquire them. So the mountains need to be there, right? They need to be there, and they are good for us in building us up. Indeed, at times we need to climb mountains to come very close to the Lord, right? Moses, he did that. He climbed Mount Sinai at least twice. And do you think it was very easy for him to climb Mount Sinai? Well, try it, right? If you could have a chance to experience it yourself, right? If you were to go to Holy Land and you try to climb Mount Sinai, and it's not easy, right? So Moses had to climb up the mountain several times. And it was there that the privilege was given to him to come face to face with the Lord God Almighty to receive the Ten Commandments and the plans, the blueprints for the tabernacle. And when he came down, his face was glowing, right? Because he has met with the Lord God Jehovah. So there are mountains for us that we need to have. They are good for us to climb them. So we thank God for mountains in our lives. Thank God for mountains in our lives. And when we are faced with mountains of difficult situations, let us yield ourselves to the Lord God Almighty. Not to look at them and so insurmountable and want to give up, but let us yield our lives to the Lord God Almighty and ask the Lord God to help us, to give us grace to overcome them, to go around them, to build up our grace and our virtues that God wants us to have. So do not be afraid, dear friends, but rather meet the trials with the help of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Instead of pleading for the Lord God to remove them, ask the Lord God for His grace. Yes, we pleaded with the Lord God to remove my daughter, but I thank God now today that He didn't do it. Thank God that sometimes He doesn't answer our prayer according to what we desire, what that we want. If you have done so, then, well, we do not know what's going to happen. We might have missed a lot of the blessings of God today, after 19 years. But the Lord God did not answer our prayer according to what we wished for at the time. And He gave it to us. He gave this child to us. And for 19 years, we have been blessed. Yes, the apostle, just like the Apostle Paul again, asked the Lord God to remove the thorn in his flesh. But the Lord God said to him, rather, "My grace is sufficient for you." And Paul's response was that "my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." So Paul had learned his lesson. Maybe learn a lesson too. Right, he has learned a lesson. He imparts them to us. It is for us that we may learn the same lesson like him. So in times of trials, yes, dear friends, you may be thinking, "The Lord had forsaken me and my Lord had forgotten me." Is that really so? Is that always so? That the Lord has forsaken you and He has forgotten you? No. Right? The Lord says that, "Can a woman forget her sucking child?" Right? In this Isaiah chapter 49, verse 14 to 16. "Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me." If you are tempted to think that, "Oh, the Lord God has forgotten me and He has forsaken me." Not so, dear friends. The Lord God will never forget us. He will never forsake us. But rather that He has graven us upon the palms of His hands. Yes, so be comforted, dear friends. You and I are precious in the sight of God. And through those trying matters in life that we go through, that we encounter, it may cause some disturbance, it may shake us up, it may cause inconveniences and difficulties and struggles, but they are there only for a moment. Only for a moment now, in this life here on earth. It's just but temporal. Right? It's just as what the word of God says, 70 and 10, and if there is by strength 80, 70 years, 8 years, but it will come to an end. But let us look at God's higher purpose for us. God has a higher purpose for those mountains in our way, that through it all, He's keeping an eye upon us, and we are given the chance to look upon Him, to trust in Him. Right? What a blessed assurance it is that the Lord God should allow these mountains to be in our way. He will not fail to keep His promise to deliver us through them and over them. He will make a way for us, even in all His mountains. I will make my mountains a way. And we can always depend upon Him, truly. As we live our life here, day by day, walking through this pilgrimage, until the time when we see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. So may God help us. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father in heaven, O Lord God Almighty, we truly thank Thee for how great Thou art. Yes, O Lord, though we may face mountains in our life, but they are Your mountains that You have placed them there. They may seem insurmountable to us, but O Lord God, You will make a way for us, even through all Your mountains. So Lord, help us to always look upon them, look upon Thee, and to depend upon Thee, to trust in Thee. By Thy grace and mercy, Lord, even to help us to go through life here on earth as we make our pilgrimage to our beautiful land in heaven. It's not going to be easy road for us to take, but Lord, we thank Thee that Thou art with us, You will not forsake us, You have not forgotten us. But O Lord, You are there always to strengthen us and to give us Thy grace. So Lord, help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.